Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us on this great Tuesday night once again. I just wanted to remind you that we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, and Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. I'm your co-host, DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And just to remind everyone out there listening in, it is Listener Appreciation Week here at CJSF.
Woohoo!
Yay! Thank you, guys! And each time you tune in, you're supporting independent radio and the voices behind it. So yeah, we hope you enjoy this episode of Slumber Party.
Yes, so we'll be playing some pretty great music later on, and as well we have a little bit of research on friendship, and as well a little discussion about Ayurveda, which is a type of alternative medicine. So if you want to learn more about that, stay tuned and keep on listening. But yeah, I think we're just going to jump straight into the first song. So
yeah, the first song that we have is Pop Star by the indie electro band Lime Garden from their new debut album, One More Thing. So please enjoy.
Please enjoy.
Find it hard to breathe. Find it hard. Explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Welcome, welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I am your co-host, DJ Coco.
And I'm your other co-host, DJ Star. And right before that Noise of Carpet promo, you heard Such Slime by Nutrients, which is a bit of a bedroom pop band with some jazz influence, and they're from Toronto. And then the song you heard before that was The Last Maria on Earth by Amor, which is a bit of a depressing Spanish song from Madrid. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. So today we want to talk about this study that is actually conducted by Lara Acknon, who I had as a social psychology professor last semester, and she was amazing. Oh. I loved her. Super interesting class. This immediately caught my eye when I found out that it was conducted by her. the title of it is People Are Surprisingly Hesitant to Reach Out to Old Friends.
How did you find about this article?
I think it was just being posted on like some like CBC app or something. Oh. Like it's big in the Vancouver news right now, so I wanted to talk about it. And it's also, she did this study with Jillian Sandstrom. And basically they found out, as the title suggests, that people are no more likely to reach out to an old friend than they are to talk to a stranger, which is, I thought was a bit surprising, because you would think an old friend, you know, like you have past, like you have a history.
Yeah, connections.
Yeah, you have connections, so it would be easier, but apparently not.
That is interesting. I did read the article myself a bit. I kind of tried to get the main points, but I found it pretty interesting that, like, to want to connect at the same level with a stranger as an old friend, you'd think that the stranger is someone that'd be super difficult to go up to, but seems not about this. I think this study is really important, though. I find that as a health sciences student, I always get drilled into my head that social relationships are very vital to happiness, and it's very highly correlated with greater well-being. So whatever findings this study has, which we'll discuss in a minute, will be pretty
groundbreaking.
Yeah,
say
exactly.
Something that I also read from this study is that it actually takes more than 200 hours of contact to turn like a new acquaintance into a close friend.
Interesting.
So they were trying to take the angle more of like, oh yeah, why aren't people talking to old friends? Because you don't have to build that 200-hour relationship. Like, you've already done that. All you have to do is reach out, reconnect, hang out once again, and then maybe things will be back in action.
Yeah, but the hours are there, so.
Yeah, exactly. Probably more than 200 hours. But there were, like, a decent amount of psychological hurdles that hindered, like, a willingness to reconnect. For friends they'd like to reconnect with. But not, like, you know, like awkward.
Not like awkward family relations, or I guess like if you don't want to see an ex-friend who maybe, I don't know, did something bad to you, I don't think you'd really want to reconnect with them. So I'd see how the study didn't really focus on that.
It was interesting too, because like the hurdles were about people that they would want to reconnect with and would love to have like them reach out to.
Right.
You know, or text them. But basically, the hurdles were people overestimated the awkwardness of how, you know, reaching out would be, and also how uncomfortable it is to express gratitude.
Yeah, it must be for rejection, right? Feelings of rejection.
I think a little. And they also overestimated, like, how much others tend to reach out. Like, they're kind of expecting other people to do the heavy lifting. And I feel like that happens a lot in so many social settings as well. Like, even just making new friends.
Oh, yeah. Personally, like, for me, I feel like I always have to put myself out there to be like, hey, do you want to hang out or do you want to do this? And it's so difficult for, because most people don't want to, they don't want to put the effort into asking to hang out, but you just have to get over that hurdle. But
it definitely seems like most people kind of take a backseat to their lives a lot of the time. At least me too, I struggle with this. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever happens, but you're not putting yourself out there because you're expecting other people to. But if everyone does that, nobody's going to talk to
each
other.
No one's hanging out.
No one's hanging out. No one's having fun. So they would overestimate that aspect, and then they would also underestimate how much, like, other people would appreciate the reaching out, like, the gesture and, like, you know, the positive feelings for both parties. And, yeah, like, the personal emotional reward was also underestimated.
Yeah, because it's more scary, because in the moment, sending that text over, I feel like, know how to put the word, but yeah, it's really difficult to send that text because you'll just think rejection straight away. And but then if they do respond in enough time and quickly, in a quick manner, and they reciprocate, I feel like mentally that's so much better for you as well. And
yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I think we even talked about this concept on an like earlier show before we were actually slumber party, but people do overestimate like the negative feelings of basically any scenario. So this is another example of that.
Our old coin flip conversation.
Yeah, if you guys know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Anyways, people were definitely more interested in hearing from a friend than reaching out to a friend. So that's, I guess, partially what DJ Coco was saying about the rejection. And despite being time, like in the in the study, despite being given time to draft messages and being like even encouraged to send their note, it didn't make any difference in actually reaching out to friends compared to people who weren't giving any encouragement or time. So it's definitely a big mental barrier. And one reason is because old friends feel like strangers they found. Like, as because, like, the familiarity with the old friend predicted someone's willingness to reach out. So, like, the less familiar you feel with them, like, the more they're going to feel like a stranger,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, right.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, connecting with an old best friend would probably be much easier than someone, like, an acquaintance that you sometimes say hi to.
Yeah, so. But still beneficial, I feel.
Still beneficial,
like, why not do it?
Yeah.
So yeah, basically in the study they used they did a bunch of different things. I'm just gonna, you know, condense it and share the most important finding. So they used an intervention that shows that it changes people's attitudes about talking to strangers. So it was from a different study where people played a scavenger hunt game and where they like had to complete a certain mission every day. And one of, like, the things was talking to a stranger. So it's basically, like, exposure therapy. It's like, you just have to do it. And then once they do it, they realize it's not that bad.
Yeah, getting used to the feeling.
Yeah.
That's pretty difficult, though, talking to strangers.
Yeah, for sure. Ooh. And then the results were really positive of this other study. People were less worried about rejection, more confident in their ability to start and maintain a conversation. So after, like, a bunch of failed attempts in this study to try to, like, stimulate, like, reaching out, they applied this concept to the study, and they asked participants to send like practice messages to current friends and acquaintances. And then in this condition, more people actually reached out. And a lot of them, like DJ Coco was saying before, from her health science experience,
yes,
they reported greater well-being after sending a message to a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who wouldn't like
yeah,
be
like,
happy getting a
good.
Message? It's awesome. And as well, like sending a message because you're thinking about them. And I feel like that's such a nice gesture. And that people, we should all just do this. Everyone just asked to hang out.
Yeah, all of you guys listening out there, send a message to your old friend right now. Maybe do a few little practice tests.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can get it going again. Like,
yeah.
People feel better.
And I feel like people worry so much about not having enough time as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you can make time for anything. Only for, I don't know, even a half an hour chat with a friend. I feel like that, in the long term, that's so beneficial to maintain your friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, just send the text. Just
yeah.
We're forcing
don't
you.
Don't be scared, guys. Be the change you want to see in your life. Because other people are not going to be doing that, obviously,
yeah.
From this study.
Make the change.
So you guys are going to be the ones now that you know.
Yes.
So yeah, I just thought like it would be a good thing to share that with all of you out there listening, because it is hard sometimes to get that extra push, and a lot of people don't realize that, you know, your friends like you.
Yeah, they
so.
Do. They want to hang out. They want to hear from you. So do that. Don't self-sabotage. But yeah, that's awesome. Also, it's really interesting how this is from SFU too. Like, I love hearing articles from SFU especially.
I know. And it's a very popular article right now in the news. So
very nice.
Go Dr. Acne.
Let's
go. I love her.
Okay, well, yeah, I think that's pretty much the conclusion of our research. So hopefully you learned a little bit about something. I know that I did. Probably going to send a message right after this to a friend.
I'll be texting. Group texting.
Group text. But okay, we're going to jump straight into the music. So DJ Star, would you like to introduce this?
Yes. The next song is Waking Dreams by Sophia Miller. And she's based in Victoria, BC. So pretty close by.
Perfect. Awesome. Hope you enjoy.
Please enjoy.
Beneath all the karma, I wanted to keep it a secret. Dreams.
It's so awesome that you're here on the other end of the radio. You are why we are here on the dial. A radio station is nothing without its listeners, and that includes you. Thank you for tuning your ears to our broadcast signal.
To the early morning, jump around like ain't nobody watching.